Check 1 2, check 1 2. I don't know about you, but I'm having a great time during this primary. People are actually showing their true colors. People who were able to mask their loyalties, maybe through the Bush administration or through the, you know, first couple of years of Obama, are now showing their true colors. They're shining through, and it's awesome because now we get to see who the real conservatives are. You know, I've made no apologies about me being a Black Christian conservative, and I do that based on principles and values. What's more important to me is not who's electable, which is a liberal con job that is only applied when a GOP person is running. I saw that on Twitter, so I'm quoting somebody on that. I'm about right and wrong. And when you apply right and wrong to our candidates, you get a better and more clear picture of who our choices are. And no one's going to be perfect, but I assure you that somebody is going to have more rights than wrong. Right and wrong should be the way to go, not who's best to beat Obama or who's more electable to beat Obama or who's more compassionate or who's more electrifying or who's more charismatic. Those things are distractions. What matters is right and wrong. Who is right and wrong is what's going to help us restore America back to the Constitution. The Constitution is about rights and wrongs. You know, it's to tell government what's right and let the people know when something goes wrong. Just because government says something is right doesn't mean it is. Ann Coulter was talking about Romney Care and how it's constitutional. Absolutely, it's constitutional in Massachusetts, but just because it's constitutional doesn't mean it was the right thing to do. Socialistic policies are never right, even at the state level, even at the local level, and surely not at the federal level. And so that's one of the things we have to consider. It's not about what the states get to do as much as is what the state's doing right or wrong. From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.